It's been nearly a week since Roman Catholic cardinals from the United States met with Pope John Paul, and American bishops remain divided on how to handle cases of sexual abuse by clergy. The bishops are recommending a so-called one-strike-and-you're-out policy. They disagree on whether to expel priests accused in years past and whether bishops should have some discretion. Speaking to his parishioners yesterday, for the first time since the meeting with the Pope, Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law said the new policy might not be ready for months, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
As Cardinal Law celebrated what he called a mass of hope and healing yesterday, it was clear there is much healing yet to be done within the Catholic Church.
You got the wrong idea of what a church is.
The mystical body of Christ.
Oh, this is not the church, my friend.
This is the mystical body of Christ, my friend.
This right here is being exposed for exactly what it is.
Mike McMillan, a former Catholic, as he describes himself, was one of dozens of protesters gathered outside the Church of the Holy Cross in Boston, calling for Law's resignation because of his role in allowing abusive priests to keep working. McMillan clashed with supporters of the Archbishop, like Brother James Curran of the Little Brothers of St. Francis in Roxbury.
And we're behind our shepherd and our bishop. You are an angry man, and you have a bone to pick with the church. Go found your own church. Have yourself crucified, and when you rise on the third day, I'll listen to you.
Inside the church, Cardinal Law spoke of reconciliation and implored Catholics not to degenerate into anger and division. The Archbishop says he was encouraged by last week's meeting with the Pope. He says the bishops all want to see a new national binding policy on handling allegations of sexual abuse approved by the Pope. But he says that will have to be hammered out by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops when they meet in Dallas in June.
There are almost 400 bishops in our conference, so that we could not speak for the conference. The conference itself will make its own decisions in June.
Cardinal Law says bishops are planning a special day of prayer in response to the crisis, and he asked for parishioners' prayers.
These are not easy days to serve in the pastoral role that is mine.
Soy muy contento de verlos de la comunidad hispana aquí, y pues cada uno en su idioma propio.
Cardinal Law still enjoys strong support among minority and immigrant groups who say his many years of hard work on their behalf outweigh his mistakes. El Salvador native Efron Rodriguez is part of a group representing 37 Hispanic parishes who support Cardinal Law.
He has asked forgiveness, and Jesus Christ taught us to forgive. You know, he said, whoever is without sin, cast the first stone. All of us made mistakes, and Jesus Christ forgave us. Why we cannot forgive?
But many protesting against Cardinal Law take a distinctly American view of an archbishop they see as a dictator. Susan Schmidt of Waltham says she's outraged by reports that Cardinal Law is trying to quash efforts by parishioners and priests who want a greater voice in church affairs. And she's calling for a boycott of Sunday collections.
It's a violation of my right to free speech, and I feel we are donating without representation. And we need to have a voice in our church.
The church has been feeling the financial pressure. Cardinal Law has already had to cancel one fundraising event. Yesterday, as he closed the Mass, he reminded parishioners that next weekend is the Cardinal's Appeal, his annual campaign to support church charities. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.